want to know, first of all, why you didn't respond to the barely able cry from the audience.
Keep the Wall Street Journal pick on that story today.
Which? Never did?
The bear story.
Oh, the bear? I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah.
Oh, listen, we were very glad to have the bear back. Barely's feeling much happier about it.
Yeah, well, I love the Maddening Bear. That's the name of this football team.
Barely was pleased.
Natural. With a headache, I didn't really feel like it.
How are you feeling about the campaign overall at this stage?
I feel pretty good about it. You know, I think it's... The president was really enthusiastic this morning. 5 in the morning.
I was going to say, more so than you were at that hour.
No, I'd already been called by the Secret Service. And then you've got to run down to the command post. I said, oh, I don't have to run down to the command post. And I have a phone in my room.
Not good enough. Have you had any kind of expression of concern from anybody back in Washington about the Democrat wars thing just coming up over and over again?
In fact, there were some. I know the back of the bus was about to set by the president calling it.
It wasn't mentioned.
I raised it. I'm not getting batted around the press a little on this. He's allowed, and every time I make a speech, I mention the economy, just like I mentioned here. Never even phased him. So, Reagan told me that was one of our little private.
Your one-minute strategy, sir?
Yeah. Didn't hurt him any. But...
Well, hasn't it been a problem in the sense that it just, you know, it must be difficult for you to have that be the thing that keeps getting in the paper this week?
Well, I think probably the way I said it, you know, I could have said it another way, it wouldn't have been any problem. It did occur under their Democrat administration, but that doesn't say as much as just a few words. My point is, we've got to be prepared. That's the point I want to stress. I don't want to wrap the water gainer every time I get off the plane.
Felt that there was any other problem over the course of the, you know, anything that you did over the course of the campaign that was ill-advised? I mean, I was off for a few weeks, so I don't know. Did you get into the soup about anything else anywhere along the line?
Oh, what the hell? Proposition 14 out in California.
What happened on that? That must have been short-lived.
We're going back to California, so I should just prop up again.
Another chance to kick it once more. Wonderful. Why? The one impression I've had from the beginning on this thing that is confusing is it's hard to discern the rhyme or reason to the scheduling. Is there some?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what
all
is...
based on survey.
Seriously? I mean, are you... And what are you looking for in the surveys? I mean, how do they show you?
You know, we're in areas where we're... We have an opportunity to do some good in the state, like the one we just left.
Why'd we go to Billings?
Why that area? I don't know why that area, but why that state? I said they figured out where they might have some media coverage, where they might have candidates, where they might have...
I mean, you seem to be going primarily to states that either are already Republican to kind of rev up the troops.
Right.
Or to the marginal states, is that?
Or to farm areas.
Or farm areas, Why did we go to Erie, though, for instance?
Erie, Pennsylvania?
Yeah, so that you can dance the polka.
Well, they haven't ever had the Polish thing. And
the downtown street corner rally with six bands.
Yeah, right.
And three people.
It wasn't bad.
The decisions on the scheduling.
Peter funnels it to Larry Eastman. Eastman talks to Dave and Dave talks to me.
And then you kind of...
We had one example in Ohio. I'm not suggesting we did it. They sent us around in the first go around to Marietta and Springfield Wilmington, I think. We're running 6 points behind in that area. They did a post survey.
much of the time have you had to devote either your attention or your kind of good offices to patching up remaining rifts with the Reagan thing? Has that been, it looks like you've been making some conscious effort occasionally to go into places where there had been problems and kind of deal with the people who had maybe been Reagan types.
I think the only place I really met where I could deal with was down in Austin, Texas, when you were along.
I was not on that.
There we had Ray Hutchison, Ford guy running against Ray Barnhart, Reagan guy. And we were down there again in Houston for the debate. They were together on the stage. We went for a meeting. Ray this, Ray that.
Well, I remember the early funny feeling when we went to Salisbury.
Right.
And just
Tom Ellis
the whole thing about Jesse.
Wasn't there.
Yeah.
But I don't know if Clint had been Reagan, but I don't think he's let Clint down there.
That's eased up as you've gone along. It hasn't.
Yeah, I can't remember being anywhere. I had a little lady tell me last night. You know, she was a Reagan man, she doesn't think I'll be reversed.
Now, been what, three times with Reagan personally?
Four. Connecticut, Houston, Texas, California, Denver. What other where? What? How many times have I been with Reagan? Connecticut, breakfast.
Connecticut,
California.
Felt that you've been excessively harsh at any point in the campaign? I mean, do you think it's worked? Have you accomplished what you're trying to do?
I don't know. I know the press thinks some of the press may have that feeling. Most of the press, of course, is anyway, at the time. I can't recall anything that I've said where I've accused the integrity of it. I always make it clear that on the tax thing, it's legal, and I'm for the investment tax credit. I even point out on gun control, they're talking about handguns. I wouldn't have to do that. I can just say gun control, but they can rifles and everything. I've never said Smallvale has, or not, he's not fit to run for garbage collector. Back and look at it, rather remarkable that virtually in the airplane, putting our staff together, putting our schedule together. So maybe in hindsight, would have said, well, you've been just taking off 2 weeks. I didn't think we had 2 weeks. In fact, I even fussed about the delay at Bayo, as you recall.
I remember.
But even though it was not as professional as we'd like, we're still getting around. Starting to get to the south, get to the Reagan people. So I think we accomplished that. We don't like mistakes to happen. It happens to everybody. We don't like to have a parade in New Jersey when we go by the empty grandstand. Were you there for that?
I heard about it.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
Must have been the weirdest feeling in the world.
I kept saying, where's the audience? Oh, there. They're coming.
That has got to be the worst feeling of the whole thing.
But if we turn out to be a case where the contact guy, just literally told the advance man, this is what we'll do.
And has there been enough guidance or not, or too much from the PFC people? I mean, not enough or too much.
I think we have you ever talked to Jerry Water, people outstanding advance.
Well, I don't mean in terms of events, but daily policy consultations or something, of saying, you know, well, we're going to be here and you're going to be there and we're going to be focusing on this issue. Why don't you hit that issue? I mean, has there been that kind of thing, or are they leaving you out there on your own?
You know, we're going into Spokane and they've marked with them, which I think is very good. Most of it's very good. You get an idea of where you're going. You get all this stuff.
You do get it ahead of time
on
a daily basis.
Right.
From Washington, so that they've given you some input
and
suggestions on
who's going to meet you at the airplane, and you know, it's really very good stuff, and it's very helpful. But sometimes you get trapped on a local issue, but it just takes a while to get all that meshing properly, so you get the Washington stuff in Washington, when you're in California. Very helpful.
It makes life somewhat easier.
Yeah, it's like getting the post to the star, you know.
Yes.
I don't like the bug, we're running out of time.
Okay.
No, all right.
What about the looseness of the schedule for this week? I gather you deliberately wanted to keep it kind of flexible. What's the purpose on that?
Well, again, we're like Dave Owen and I will call at 7 o'clock and talk to Bob Teeter. And Teeter may have Bowl.
Are they doing daily stuff, running stuff now?
Daily in California, daily in Ohio, or all the big states.
The big 8 or 10 or whatever.
Right now we're
They're doing tracking quotes and
all whatever that is.
And they feed the data to you, and you kind of look at it and try to figure out where you should go. I mean, we're still loose on the schedule for the rest of the week, aren't we?
No, we know we're going to be tomorrow.
And that's...
Yeah, we know we're going to be Saturday. That's Saturday, right?
Yeah.
It's Sunday right now. We're talking about going to Midland, Texas, which is a farm area and an independent oil and gas area where I would be affected.
On 2 scores, yeah.
And then go to Baton Rouge and back to Peoria. We're not going to Maryland now. You don't get off the plane. Unless it changes tonight.
Yeah, but it's still being kept flexible so that you can respond to the polling data and shoot in where...
Well, I think the campaign tomorrow night is working well. My own view is after Friday or Saturday, we're not going to change much. You're out there and you're still revving up the troops.
You seem in the last few weeks particularly, maybe the last 6 weeks, to have turned from the predominantly partisan fundraising groups and that thing to a broader audiences, a dozen or so college campuses, some, you know. Was that a deliberate?
No, we were sort of given the fundraising, because President Ford wasn't going to do any.
Some somebody had to go.
I think the last one, yeah, the last one we did was Mississippi. We don't do any more.
Why did you kind of back off from those?
Well, I think we just back off.
That they sort of weren't having as many as we got down to the wire.
The weight, there's not much.
Yeah. Not for a while.
We've been on a lot of campuses. A lot of Republican groups have been a couple of farms. Here, you know, a lot of farms. They have missed some of those. Standing there in the cow shed.
Very good. Coming to grips with just the notion that this is, you know, it suddenly gets very real when you get down here. And when the thing is, I mean, how have you felt it? How have your own feelings changed toward the thing?
I don't know. We've actually noticed, I think it's true in any campaign, but I think just the recognition you get from, say, the debate, we've had bigger crowds, more people. You suddenly realize, you know, this thing could happen. It's a very close race. They both indicate that. But again, I couldn't. I couldn't say honestly. I'm unable to sleep at night thinking about what would happen if I became the vice president. Because you always have so many things to do, you know.
You could or could not say honestly.
Honestly, I've stayed awake at night.
No.
I haven't. I'm going right to sleep. Except after I was called this morning.
Does it? Yes. Yes. Does it? Are you comfortable now with the notion that you made me vice president?
Yeah, I really am.
You really are. You take it seriously at this point.
Well,
you really are.
Take it seriously. I've been around the country, not much as long as he ran for president. I just ran around as chairman of the party, plus other. So almost everywhere you go, you find people you've had contact with. And in the fact that they seem very confident in the things they say.
Run. yourself in 4 years?
Oh, I said one time I'd have a lot of time to plan.
I know. I remember I was there. You did say it was a nice position to take a look at it from.
Right, right. I think that would probably be a viable option.
What about if you lose? Is it still a viable option?
I don't know. I think if you lose, then you have to... It's a lot different. You have to decide you're going to start running next week.
Yeah.
Like Wednesday.
Yeah. And go through a primary fight, probably.
Right.
Whereas if you're the vice president...
If they elect some right guy, then that's...
Yeah.
Abe Lincoln may have heard you. I'll figure it out.